Beyonce is not about to scream in my ear tonight, but I just wanted to start the show off with that tonight, Helen, because y'all women can be so disrespectful.
Wait, how long? I don't know who did it, why, or who cereal got pissed in, but it wasn't me.
So let me tell you. So I was getting on the train today, Helen. Let me tell you, because I don't even want to ask you about your day yet. I want to start with mine, because they done pissed me smooth the fuck off.
Who I gotta beat up?
So I'm sitting at the train, right? So, you know, you walk up, you go pay for your tickets, you go have your little area. So I'm doing my little chill thing. I want to move away from everybody like I do. Social distancing, because y'all niggas like people. But anyway, I digress. So I'm sitting in the back by myself, chilling, right? So all of a sudden, Helen, I see this girl start going smooth the fuck off. You messed up, dread having, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she going in. But here's the crazy part, Helen. When I turn, because you know when you see, you when you hear foolishness, you always got to turn to see who it is and how close it is to you, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So while when I turned around and saw it, the girl who was cussing out the guy, I actually thought when I walked up to the platform that she was the bum of the platform.
Ooh.
So I'm looking at her as she calls this man all the disrespectful things that you can possibly call a man, and I'm sitting here saying to myself, ma'am, you are in no position, you are in no reason of authority to think that you can just come off on this poor man who was probably just trying to ask your ragged ass a question, but you want to act like you replacing a nigga? If you don't sit at the platform with that box of Huggies, them white suits you got right there, your head half done, looking like a box of mixed Skittles and a complete fool. Man, if you don't go sit down somewhere looking like somebody that got cut by a lawnmower, ain't nobody playing with you.
How long? Who got? Hello. Who got? Oh, Lord. I don't know, man. These females be going off. And
hold on.
I just be like, uh-oh.
Hold on, we ain't done. Hold on, because we should get to it's Friday the 13th. We're going to get to the ignorant. What it do, little shouty?
What's up?
I got to bring you in here, because right now I'm pissed off with women. Like, not pissed off with women.
Oh, shit.
So
why women? What do?
So let's go to part two of this story. So I get on the train, right? So... Mm-hmm. Now I see these three thought pockets between the age of 17 and 24. That's what I'm going to guess. I don't know them. I can't really tell you. I can just tell you they were younger than me, but they was legal. You could tell, right? So I'm sitting there, and I'm enjoying my business. I got my earbuds in. I'm prepping my stuff for my show, getting my songs ready. And Lord, what comes on the train but three bum-ass pieces of pussy? And I'm going to say it just like that. I'm not going to try to make this any better than what it is, but you had Rumpelstiltskin, followed by Little House on the Prairie, followed by I Don't Want None of That of What You Got On. And I'm not saying this to be mean because I like females. Y'all are some very smart and intelligent and great people. But when you present yourself like trash, the only thing that I can respect you for is trash. So
very true.
So they get on the train and they start off talking about, I'm trying to get me a room tonight. First of all, what y'all gonna do with that baby that y'all carrying with y'all? Y'all need to identify that first. Number two, the first girl who was at the front looked like Winnie the Pooh. She was probably about 19.
Hold on. I don't mean to interrupt you. I really don't. But I'm going to need you to not do Winnie the Pooh because that's my baby. And what we're not about to do is say some filthy bum-ass sock pocket was looking like my baby Winnie the Pooh.
Well,
so, okay, continue.
Well, she was honey bronze and her stomach looked like a pouch of honey. That's all I can go with. So, fuck it. Okay? So, we got the first one. So then you got the second one that come back looking like, I want to say a combination of like Meg Thee Stallion and Buffy the Body, but just on heroin. And then you had the other one. I don't even really know what she looked like. She just looked like Oprah Della Reese and a pimp named Slickback came together and had a baby. That's all I can tell you. That's what she looked like. I'm just giving you, like, y'all put that together how it works for y'all. That's just what these hoes look like. So I'm like, so Shorty goes sit down with the other two bum-looking dudes that's on the train. So now you got about five bums-looking people sitting together. So the middle one, the one that thinks she is cute, that got on, like, the spandex bodysuit, she just took her whole mask off and decided that she just wanted to start having a conversation, right? Now, Helen, I don't know if you've ever taken a train before, but I have. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So let me say it like this. When the train goes into a train station, it tells you arriving at train station. And then when it departs that train station, it gives you the next train station that it's going to leave from, correct? Or it's going to arrive from. Okay.
Yeah.
So as we get to the next to the last train station, I see the three bum bitches come running down the steps talking about, wait, how y'all just going to not wait for us to get off the train? How y'all not going to give us enough time to get off the train? Bitch, do you not know there was 8 minutes between the stop before this and this stop? You mean to tell me it took y'all raggedy bitches 8 minutes to figure out y'all was at y'all stop? First of all, we on the train early in the day. The sun ain't even going down yet, bitch. You still can't figure out is your raggedy ass spot? Then you going to have the nerve to start trying to yell and cuss at the conductor like the conductor made a problem. I'm going to need y'all raggedy bitches. I'm going to say this to Cat Williams because I miss him, and I just need to say this because I miss my bruh. I'm going to need y'all raggedy bitches to sit the fuck down. Y'all can't tell niggas to the left, if y'all look like Doodoo Brown. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I'm done. I feel better. How y'all doing?
I'm okay. Could be better, but I'm here, so I ain't gonna complain.
But you know, God is in the blessing business, sugar. So we just gonna, you know, we're gonna say two Hail Marys, drink a shot of tequila, and just wish for the best.
Wait, not tequila. That's my arch enemy, baby. No.
What happened when you drank tequila?
What happened when I drank tequila, baby? Look up. I send texts. I don't need the text. I be twerking on live and not knowing. Yeah, we don't need no tequila, baby. I don't do nothing out the wall. I don't fight. I don't fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I send some unnecessary texts. You know, Like I told you last time that happened, I cussed my baby daddy out for no reason. So, you know, yeah. I apologize.
Okay. So remind me at masquerade. So remind me at the masquerade ball, Juneteenth, and Body and Power, we ain't giving you no liquor, especially not tequila.
No, wait, no, I can have liquor. It's only tequila that do that. Don't do that now. Hold on.
Well, I have to be careful with you because you know, we'll get you fucked up in like 2.2 seconds.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm sure we just talking about tequila. Just tequila.
You know your little,
keep her away from me.
You know your little sister on here, right?
Yeah, I heard her. But you were telling your story, so I ain't saying that. But hey, sis! Never mind. I take this shit back.
My bad. I had y'all on mute.
Oh.
Hey, sis.
Oh, hey. You know, I got a question.
Donna,
y'all know.
I didn't hear shit. I didn't hear shit either way.
Look, my black ass called into the show and did the show at the hospital Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, y'all know how black people, how us folks is. You know, a new sickness come out, right? Or either something happened, and you know, we tend to be like, oh shit, I think I'm sick. And then, you know, we start panicking and making ourselves have symptoms that we don't really got. So, they made me go do the COVID test today, y'all. So tell me why, since I done took the test, in my mind, I swear I got a fever. My chest hurting. I got a headache. And I'm just like, bruh.
Yo, hypochondriac ass self.
I kid you not. I was just laying in bed. I'm like, hold on, my chest hurts. Oh, Lord, they done got me.
Y'all go over there.
When you got it.
And then the crazy thing is, like, I don't go nowhere. So I don't be around nobody. When I went in for my gallbladder. But they trying to say that nausea and stuff is new signs of COVID that's been turning up. So they made me go do a COVID test.
Nausea and diarrhea. Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all can have that.
That's what she told me. And I looked at it. I was like, no, that ain't. I'm trying to tell you what's wrong with me, but you're not listening. Y'all trying to give me that shit. That's what that is. Y'all trying to get me.
They trying to get you in there and kill you.
They trying to get me, dog. They trying to get me, brother.
She got the COVID Rona flu ish situation. Ooh.
Okay. But
I know.
You know,
look,
I'm hanging in there.
I'm just gonna serenade myself right here. Ooh.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Look,
Ooh.
Here's what, because we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to play this song for y'all. I'm going to need y'all to get y'all stuff together, because I love y'all, and we all going through some things, and we feeling some things, and we in some things, but I just need y'all to get y'all life together. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You're almost exactly what I need. A suffering baby. It's so to a type of trophy. I can't help but think that this doesn't matter. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradictions, and if babies are the truth, then I'm dying next to you.
Love is just a stand on the other.
And just
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. Y'all, listen.
Really?
What's good?
Tyreka. See, I'm going to stop talking to this hoe. She just be disappearing. You can't bring this hoe on the radio for nothing.
I be putting y'all on mute when y'all ain't talking to me. So, yeah.
Bye. I can't play with her. She on punishment.
No. Don't act like that.
I'm going to act like that. Because, first of all, let me tell y'all something. For those of y'all who don't know these two, I gave, when individually they got their own names, but when they come together, they the awesome petty duo. That's what I named them.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
Nah.
I'm not petty no more.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some pimping in it.
I had put a little back into it.
Listen, let me tell you something, Helen T. It don't matter when you be, whenever you go around people. I don't care if you're 66 years old. Let somebody bust out in a cheer and let it be a black cheer. Hey, everybody in that room, turn around.
Everybody do some type of form of dance to it.
Look, everybody. Man, listen, I don't know what it is about life right now, but I got to tell y'all, man, like, in this COVID scenario that everybody's been dealing with, like, I know we all went through some stuff, but, man, I just want to tell y'all, like, if y'all really been doing what you're supposed to do, there's been a lot of blessings that's been out there. Ty, I got to tell you something. Tariqa, I got to tell you something.
What's up?
I got a surprise for you, but I'm not going to tell you what the surprise is until next year.
Next year?
Yep.
Next year? That's a long time away.
Matter of fact, the surprise is going to be so good, it's going to bother the shit out you, and don't nobody know but me.
Oh, what? Do I got any surprises? Cause I want a surprise.
You can't get no surprise.
Her surprise is her having a baby in 2021.
She gonna have a baby?
A baby, y'all. No, the fuck I ain't.
Ooh, baby. The baby. Get up on this. Down.
No, not tonight. That
yes.
is not what we got to do.
She gonna give him them draws. Let me get them draws, buddy.
Who giving up draws?
That's what he gonna say. Let me get them draws, buddy.
I'm saved and sanctified.
You know what? I'm not playing with y'all. So listen. So Ty, Helen, I gotta do something because I had a conversation with the competition committee. And so the competition committee has informed me that we are going forward with the fashion show and body empowerment no matter what, whether we get the other location or not. So we're working on alternate things. So I will be announcing the information, and we will in March be having the casting call. We will be interviewing people for positions and for different things for the fashion show. So I will be putting that information out over the next 2 weeks on Luxuria Fantasy Creations page. I'll be sharing it to my page, Helen's page. So if you're looking at being a part of that, if you're a model, if you have your own clothing line, whatever the hell it is that you do in the beauty,
makeup
fashion
artist.
Industry, makeup artist, if you do something, reach out to me. We're going to feature some of you guys. So please don't wait till April when we get ready to have this bitch and talk about, ooh, I want to do it. I want to be a part, because I'm going to look at you like, your mama's a man, and I hope you walk into a bus. Y'all okay over there?
I'm ready, goddammit.
You ready?
I'm ready. Ooh. Like, I'm tight.
So with that being said, Helen, let your people that know that's coming, the clock is ticking, because we're going to be announcing that, and tickets will be on sale by January 1st. So all of your people who are coming with the pre-VIP, pre-sale, backdoor tickets that we didn't tell everybody else about for that special occasion, go ahead and let your people know, do what they got to do, because once I close that door, I'm closing that door. If you have a contract outstanding with me, reach out to me, because when we close that door, we're closing that door. Tarika, I want to say, boo, I am so proud of you, man. I have been watching you. I've seen you start your little... Well, let me not say it like that, because black folks can be so disrespectful with their wording sometimes. Like, and I just had to catch myself, because I started sounding like, you know, the old heads when they say stuff, because they'd be like, oh, girl, I see your little shirt over there. Bitch, that's not a compliment. Like, don't make me whoop your motherfucker. Like, I hate when the old folks be like, ooh, why don't you go back there and go ahead and get your little whatever and going out the door. Old people, Henry, bro. Helen, your mama one of them. Old people, Henry.
Oh, my God.
Look here, I told you to come get her. Nah, fuck all that. I told you to come get her.
I love your mama, Helen.
You can come get it too.
Your mama's dope.
My mama Patty, she's dramatic and extra hair and nosy as fuck.
All that.
All of it. And then come right.
So y'all know we gotta get into what we always get into. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, y'all know what it is. It's what day it is.
Turn me up.
A 13th of this calendar year, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, don't act like that. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to these days because we don't have a lot of them. We actually only have three of them today. So today is National Indian Pudding Day. For those of y'all who are not really from like Rhode Island, you know, the upper Northeast area, you're not going to see much more about that, but that's a big thing in Rhode Island and those areas. Actually, it's considered a delicacy. The other thing that we have today is World Kindness Day. We need to replace World Kindness Day and Thanksgiving. Like, they should kind of be swapped, but that's my opinion.
Yo, and then, Because
I just, like, I want to get rid of Thanksgiving, like, because... It's false.
No, that ain't why I said that. When you said the word, I heard something else a little
what
bit.
What you heard?
So I'm going to, I know, keep going. What's the next one?
We going to chop it and screw it. Ow. And the last one is National Hug a Musician Day. For me, that is several people. So I'm going to tell my wife to go in the other room and hug her mama and her daddy. But I have tons of musicians throughout my family. I'm not going to list all the people in my family that are musicians, but there's a ton of them. If you know my family, if you know my family history, you can go look them up. I'm not going to tell you. Go look them up. They exist. We're not fake over here. But it's National Hug a Musician Day. So to all the musicians out there, thank you. If you play an instrument, thank you. If you sing, thank you. If you do anything of a musical,
you want to hear?
No.
I was going to hit some Whitney Houston for you.
Listen, first off, what you're not going to do is disrespect the you're not going to disrespect the late great.
Wait, what you now? See, you just disrespected me. You have no faith in me.
I have no faith.
Not one
when it comes to somebody copying Whitney, I had no faith in Brandy, and she's a national recording artist.
You know what? Let me hit this right quick. Hey, y'all might
not one
turn whatever y'all. I got you. Whatever y'all listening on, go ahead and turn it down a little bit. Just turn me down a little bit. I ain't trying to knock off no car alarm today.
Wow.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Ready.
I ain't gonna do it.
Man, you place entirely too much.
We know she ain't even smart enough or brave enough to disrespect the late great like that. Like, I don't even know why she played like that. You know, it's crazy.
I can sing a little bit. I can sing a little bit. Don't do me.
Helen, you know what's crazy though? I want to say this because I know COVID was really a bad thing in 2020, kind of like COVID messed up 2020 for a lot of people. But I'm gonna say this for me personally, and this may be for y'all too, and it may be different for others out there. But it didn't really hurt me as bad as other people. But what it did was it really gave me an opportunity to really focus this year. Like, and I was telling a lot of people, I'm like, sage, you know, meditate, get real spiritual, because there's going to be a lot of things that's going to shake you. Like, this year shook me, but this year propelled me for a lot of things that I'm going to do in my future, too.
I have to agree with that, like, because, like, it slowed me down and made me realize the bigger picture. It made me focus, and it's been full of blessings, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, things got rough, but it's still, at the same time, it's been full of blessings. I further learned myself and what I'm capable of. I faced some fears, overcame some fears. So, you know, 2020, it did what it was supposed to do. Now we ain't going to talk about October. That's a whole year by itself. That was
See, the only thing I was mad about was, like 2020 didn't do the things that I expected to do. Like, it got, like, you know, it took out Sean Connery. It took out some big names. But how Tekashi 6ix9ine make it?
Oh.
Like, how Trump make it?
Oh, Lord. Sir.
How Governor DeSantis make it? Like, I mean, I'm not saying this to be disrespectful.
How did Lindsey Graham make it, man?
But I'm just like, of all the people who could have died in 2020 and the world wouldn't have been upset or really cried. I mean, don't get me wrong. Their families would have mourned them, and I'm okay with their families mourning them. I'm okay with their friends and their supporters mourning them. But the rest of the world would have just been like, okay, we can move on. Like, okay, y'all do what y'all got to do. Y'all good? Because, like, don't get me wrong, I know every year, because it happens every year. Every year we lose legends. Every year we lose great people let me say this, since I said the word legend, because I know that I'm older than a lot of the people that I reference sometimes. But I'm just going to stop calling people legends if most of the planet don't know these people. And I say that because I'm not saying that to be disrespectful, but the reason why we can truly say that certain people are legends is because everybody damn near on the planet know who they are, right? Kirk Franklin.
Yep.
Is a legend. Like, you, if you know gospel music of any genre, you know Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
That's a legend. They be like, hey, so-and-so died yesterday. He was a legend. Bro, who was he? I mean, in Oakland County on the south side on 9th Street between Crenshaw and the alley, he was a legend. Man, bro, y'all sit the fuck down.
Now, I agree because there's been plenty of them where everybody sharing it or this legend, and then I have to go Google who it is because I legit don't know, never heard of the person.
Right, and then they be famous for like all of 18 minutes.
And only in a certain area.
And then they'd be like, bro, you ain't know about that person? Like, so, right, no. So then when they say it, because I just want to make sure I'm not crazy, right? So, Tyreka, so when they say it, right, Tyreka, this is what I go do. I run to YouTube, especially if I don't know them. So I run to YouTube if they're a musician.
Yep.
And then I go to their page, and I try to find their most popular song, right? And then when I go look at it, I'm like, bro, you only got like 10,000 watching. Like, bro, I'm going to need y'all to stop calling me. They ain't even got a million views yet. How you going to call them legends? Bro, anybody can become a legend. Anybody can become a legend on TikTok. If you ain't made it to a million views, bro, Kev on stage is a legend on social media. You can't tell me that. But these guys get to be called legend every day. I'm so over it. Can we just get rid of music and start over? Like, can we just start over with just music? Nobody rapping, nobody singing. Just play the damn music.
Yeah.
Because, maybe I'm just being too sensitive, but, like, I'm listening to music. Like, I have not damn near heard a song that came out this year that didn't basically play an homage to 99, to 1997, to 2009.
Pretty much a lot of them got the same beats from songs that we used to get crunk to back in the day. That was actual hits.
But here's the crazy part. Their verses don't be better than the original fucking song.
Exactamundo. Like, everybody hype them up because it's the thing to do now. Like, when are y'all going to be honest with y'all friends?
Bruh. You, like, I just tell people when certain songs came on, I just knew I was about to lose it. Like, okay, when this came on in the club, I was ready to lose it.
Everybody in the club, know what's up.
Know what's up is why you were starting.
Why you were
talking.
You see what I'm saying? Let me give you another. Let me give y'all another. See, when the club got ready to turn up, it didn't take much.
Change on the track, nigga.
See, we ain't got to go far. These are original songs. These ain't remakes.
Exactly.
Like, and I'm sad because I don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at this generation for music, and I hope that they can. I hope the ones that's out there that's killing it keep killing it. But y'all got to give me some classics. Like, y'all got to give me something that when I'm 66 in a walker, I'm going to still want to listen to it. I ain't hearing
I'm
that
trying
right.
to tell you because I'm going to be 88 and Juvenile Back That Ass going to come up and I'm going to back this ass up. I'm trying to tell you.
Like, even our R&B. Listen, even our R&B, it just moved different.
Big facts. Ooh, child, it's getting a little hot in here.
Come on, y'all already know.
That is my song.
Come on, man. Listen, I keep telling them, look, we did this. We did this.
We did.
I keep telling
you, everybody move to the back of the bus.
Weekend from the greatest hip hop era of all time. I don't care what nobody says. Like, I don't get mad at the 70s babies. I don't yell at them. I don't cuss at them. But I keep telling them that the late 70s to the early 80s, that group of kids right there, we had the greatest growth era of music. I don't care.
Yes, we did.
Y'all can get mad at me. Y'all can argue with me. But it is what it is. Like, it is what it is. You can't, come on, man.
It's unmatched, though.
Like you can't.
It's legit unmatched.
When you hear this, come on in the club. Just play a mix right now because I'm in a good place with music. Y'all don't even understand.
Yes.
Well, we about to fill this motherfucking head up with this ghetto joke.
Hey. Oh, man, I ain't gonna do them. Hell, I ain't gonna do them like that. They don't want it.
They ain't ready.
I'm still in the South. I ain't even went up north on them. I ain't even go up north on them, man.
Go ahead. Take it up north on them right quick. Show them what up north look like. Go ahead.
I ain't even go up north yet. I'ma go to the Midwest.
Ooh.
I'ma go to the Midwest on them first.
Okay.
Come on, man. Helen, we just had we had classics everywhere, man. It didn't matter whether he was up north, whether he was in the Midwest, the South. Come on, man. Our generation killed him.
Hell yeah.
Come on, I can throw this on right here. I keep telling them they don't want it, man. We had classics like y'all still stealing from the stuff that we did for fun. And I tell people that's the one thing I miss about music. I want these young cats to get back into it for fun. Like, yeah, we talk shit on our music, whatever, but our music, like, bruh, it was nothing for us to turn up and. You couldn't even be an artist almost back in the day without putting some type of booty shake dance music on your stuff. You had to get down with it. Okay, we got a caller in tonight. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back because we're going to holler at this caller real quick.
No, don't bring him out.
Microphone checker, swinging sword lecture, closing down the sector, supreme neck protector, better want them kids, Mr. Lester, falling hot, pop the blow is red from the pressure, too hot for TV, for cheesy, too many wanna be hard, be easy, it's all in together, going all out together, but don't take much to please me, still homes, I'm never satisfied like the stone, we joking, don't write and see them selling cross stone, protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan, we clash with a license, to kill rap, we fighting, come on, and the zone, we can nigga from the coupon, to cow, your lifestyle, put your lights out. Kick this shit to crack and got you feeling with your pipes out. Time for some action. Surfing the avenue. Mad at you. Never used to battle through. Tackling next with that. Had that attitude. Cover me, I'm going in. Walls over neck. Got us bumping off these strips through. My niggas got issues again. Same song. Home with the mega ball. Throw you out the frame, then I'm gone.
Yeah, I was going too, but we rolled. Cellular phones. Doc mess. Back in the flesh. Blood and bones. No condone. Spin back loads and homegrown. Suckers break like turbo and ozone. When I grab the broom. Moonwalk. The two hawk. My cool is brought. Leave you in the blue. The blue law. True. We guys in the club with my suit.
All right, y'all, we chilling, we chilling. We got a caller in from the 954. Caller, what it do? You on with Big Bappin' Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'm starting with that Broward shit. Who this is, man? Who this is?
Tiger, Tiger.
Oh.
Get
man,
out.
Come on, what's the word
get
for
out.
The day, man? Talk to us. What's the word for the day?
Tiger, Tiger.
Man, don't let me hang up.
You gonna come up? You better come out here and talk. Don't come out here just making noises and stuff. All right, Hilda. What's happening?
Oh, she
Ooh,
got it. She
hold
got
on.
It.
You got disrespectful with it. Hold on now.
Listen, she said that. She said that like she was about to give you five fingers to the face.
She ain't about that life.
Anyway.
What's good with y'all, though? What's good? What's
Man,
good?
Man, chilling, man. Chilling. You know,
delete this number after this. Shit, man. Nah, you good. You good. I'm just all out here trying to show some love.
Nah, man, we appreciate it, though. Where you calling from, though?
Brock County.
Okay, the 954. Stick it in move. Like they don't know about that. They ain't ready.
They don't know nothing about that, man. Y'all full of shit. That's not what y'all about to do.
Listen, first of all, I keep telling people like this. You don't have to sell South Florida. South Florida sells itself.
Let her know, man. Man, look, I already know. I done been plenty of times before I knew either of you. I already was hip.
Well, put your hands on me then, nigga.
You know what? You wait till I see you in March. You wait, because they're going to be at the interview watching a fight. You wait.
That's a threat. I felt that, man.
Nah, that's a problem. You shut up before hands get laid on you, too. Anyway, how y'all doing tonight? What y'all up to?
You know what? I'm a
yo,
why everybody on hush mode there?
Somebody just blessed my Cash App, and I'm legit over here about to cry.
And I'm about to.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you. Crazy thing. Right. So, you know, you don't really think about the good deeds that you do when you do them, right?
Exactly.
So, and I want to share this with y'all because this is actually a real true story. So, a couple of weeks ago, I had my phone was getting stolen. It got dropped. I got my phone back. Whatever. So they had already processed the lost phone and everything through the insurance. Didn't realize the money had already came out, right? So, situation pop up, boom, boom, boom. Need to make $90 move around quickly. Didn't even realize it, right? So I go to my account to go move everything around just to make sure I'm good because you know I always got moving pieces. Why they put the $249 back in today?
Oh,
God, it's good.
Bless it.
And I keep telling people, I'm like, listen, y'all need to understand, when you do right by people, when you just get up and
you make things do,
you don't even have to really go and question it. It'll just fix itself. Like, ma'am, look, I'm not going to preach to y'all tonight because this ain't no sermon, but I need y'all to get some faith about y'all life. I need y'all to believe in something. We are in. And I've been trying to explain this to people from November the 1st until the last day. Actually, from October the 1st to the end of November when we have Thanksgiving. that is actually one of the most spiritual times on the calendar, and it only comes around once about every 60 to 100 years that the world lines up, not only just the world, but the astrological atmosphere lines up this particular way once every millennia. So if y'all don't understand the paradigm shift that y'all are actually in right now, you will never see this again. Like, I need y'all to understand, if you're an adult hearing this under the sound of my voice and you made it to 30, you will never hear this again. This is a once in a lifetime statement that I just said to you, and people will not take advantage of it. People will not take the time to meditate. People will not take the time to light candles and do manifest blessings. People will not take the time to just go sit in the ground and the dirt and ground themselves and get one with nature. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm not trying to tell you what to believe in, but whatever your spiritual belief in deity is, get one with it right now, because blessings are abound. And if you miss them and you keep missing them, don't come being sad when those around you are prospering, but you are so still stuck in your spiritual diluteness that you can't even get the purity of the blessing that is literally in front of you, because it's yours.
You better talk to them. You better talk to
them. All you got to do is just receive it. There are people looking for you. Man, come on, man. I ain't gonna preach.
You better talk to them, because, baby, look here. Look here.
Every single person that I am talking to keeps telling me about a blessing since October the 1st. I can't make it up. When you go look at where the full moon started, when you go look at, we just had a double full moon in October. Y'all don't even understand how rare that is.
Bro, look, October about took me out.
October was setting people up for November. Man, listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all don't got to believe me, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you hear the sound of my voice and you get any type of blessing between now and next Friday's show, just mark it down and call in the show, and then on the day of next Friday's show, just say, I was blessed. You ain't got to tell us what the blessing is. Just call in and say, I was blessed. Because I'm telling y'all, there are every single person that I know has told me about a blessing this week. It is retarded.
And even though October was rough for me, I called you several times, like, hey, Pop, the look. like he not lying. And then, like, once I grounded myself and doing more, like the first blessing was all this homespun emporium. I kid you not, look here. They was at first blessing. They that whole thing. Man, you was on the phone. Shoot, you heard me crack. But that though. And once I grounded myself, man, look here. I came up out of that battle with the depression that I was fighting. I mean, I still have my days where, you know, but it's nothing like it was. And man, look, who chas? That's all I can say. Y'all better listen.
I'm gonna say this, Helen, because we got less than 6 minutes, and I want to do something.
Oh crap!
I told you we down to an hour show. Only when we have guests we do.
I know. I forgot, man.
So listen, guys. I want y'all to do this. I want you to go get that friend this weekend. I want you to go find that friend who has been going through. Every time you call them, they got an issue. Every time they got something going on, they got an issue. I want you to go find that friend. Not call them. I didn't say call. I said go find. And I want you to grab them by the hand, and I want you to take them for a walk. And I want you to tell them, whatever it is that you got on you, let it go. Because you can't walk into this next season with that. But they got to see you. They got to feel you. If you need to hug them, it's okay. If you need to pray with them, it's okay. But it is time for y'all to get up. Some of y'all been stuck in the same dead cycle for so dead long that y'all so damn dead. It is time to resurrect these friendships. It is time to resurrect the ambition of greatness. I keep hearing people cry about life when they have life abundant amongst them. How are y'all so damn miserable? How are y'all so damn hurt?
And a lot of the times it's because we got to get out of our own goddamn way.
So,
because baby, you can block your own blessings.
So are you struggling to get out your way? Go help somebody else get out of theirs.
There you go.
It might help you. Because we can't keep being the reason that everything in our life doesn't go right. Something got to give, man. We finally got to be to the point where we're taking what we want and we're not just settling anymore. I've been telling people forever, stop settling. You are greater than what you act like.
There you go.
You're greater, man. We got to be better. Anyways, y'all, we got to get ready to get up out of here. I thank y'all. Broward County Gang Signs Affiliated. I don't really know who this
Crony.
Is.
Crony.
Oh,
Crony.
What a new thing. Hey, Helen, did she tell you she saw me about a couple of months ago?
Yeah, I saw her.
See, y'all gonna stop sneaking up on me, bro. I can't even walk across
bro,
the street.
What's
and
up,
back.
I live in the area.
Yo, she live right up the street from you, bro. She live legit right up the street, round the corner from you.
Tell her don't be stalking me. I might be outside with just nothing on but an umbrella.
I'm good. I'm used to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
Man,
I
love you. Man, I love y'all. Man, y'all get a people a word so we can get out of here.
Y'all stay safe.
Man, get out y'all own way, man. Get out y'all own way and quit blocking y'all blessings. I had to learn that myself. Go ahead, get out y'all own way, and y'all will realize the sky's the limit, baby.
There's a lot of things that we could be upset about. There's a lot of things that you could be frustrated about. But I was home yesterday. I was with my family last night and this morning. And one of the things I noticed as I looked around and I looked at my entire family that I love is that we are so blessed. We get upset about food, we get upset about lights, water, cars. We get upset about the dumbest things that go on in life. But the best blessings that we have are the ones that are in front of us. The ones that give us the opportunity, the ability to live our lives with them and to be right because of them. Y'all stop complaining, please. And I'm saying this as I'm nearly tearing up here, but I need my people to understand we are great. If you are literally getting the opportunity to share someone's life with them, that's all the blessing that you need because you're not alone. You get to see somebody else be just as great and just as wonderful as you are. So live that way. Because no one knows you anything. I love y'all. We'll see y'all back on Sunday night. As we go into this holiday season, we'll have some shows and cut out some. But definitely make sure y'all kick it with Big Bap and Friends. And if you need to replay, go to Spotify, Big Bap and Friends. Put it in the search engine. Pull us up. You'll see the mask. I'll holler.